Hello guys, today we are going to discuss an interesting topic. And what is that? That is EBT. What do you guys know about EBT?
EBT stands for Energi Baru Terbarukan or New and Renewable Energy. Mostly energy comes in a form of non-renewable resource. Yet, EBT is a non-fossil resource that can be renewed. And if it is managed effectively, it won't be vanished.
How the innovation in EBT was born?
The new and renewable energy should be developed in order to get the sustainability of national energy research. Based on the data, currently the consumption of fossil fuels itself reach 1.4 million barrels. It is really abundant, isn't it?
Sure it is. Interesting. I think it's the government who should take care of this chaos. How do you guys think?
Well, in order to fulfill the needs, the government itself should import the fossil fuels from overseas so that there are a lot of alternative ways that should be developed.
Pardon? Did you say overseas? Because as I knew, if I'm not mistaken, Indonesia is well known as a producer of all natural resources, and oil and gas is one of them, right?
Yeah, it is. I totally agree with you. Increasing of oil and gas development in this country can be boosted by EOR method or enhanced oil recovery. However, it cannot be maximally boosted as long as the consumption of oil and gas continuously increases. Meanwhile, oil wells are limited.
I wonder what can be categorized into new and renewable energy.
One of the new and renewable energy is biofuel energy. So recently, Pertamina held fatty acid methyl ester as much as 6.6 million kiloliters consists of additive material for biosolar. Biofuel energy such as biodiesel, bioethanol, and pure plant oil. The second one and the most popular is geothermal.
You guys, do you know further about geothermal?
As we know, almost 40% world's geothermal potential located in Indonesia. Potential from geothermal itself reached till 29 GMW, while the potential currently used but 40%. There is misconception about organic waste material, which the fact can be useful by putting biogas that proceed into biomethane.
In fact, Bandar Gebang has been used 2,000 tons of trash that proceed into electric power as much as 120 megawatts.
Okay, what do you know about its development in Indonesia?
As I know, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources predicts investment opportunity in EBT sector until 2025 can reach $20 billion. The government itself is optimistic to determine the EBT target, which is 23% in 2025 in energy mix.
Indeed. Not only does EBT generate electricity, it is also needed for fuel diversification that can be used for transportation such as the conversion of palm oil into green diesels, I think, or maybe fossil fuels and afters.
Well, such an interesting discussion. So it's all about the pros and cons. So guys, which side are you in?